I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, March 30th. What to know today about an extended timeline for social distancing guidelines and what a top public health official says it'll take to ease the rules. Plus, medical supplies airlifted, free COVID-19 treatments, and a TV special just for kids' questions. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Now's the time to settle into the idea of staying home because it seems we're all in it for a while longer. President Trump announced he's extending the social distancing guidelines until at least April 30th. Remember, these guidelines tell all Americans to avoid non-essential travel and any gatherings of more than 10 people, and it urges people to wash their hands and stay home. This new timeline for those guidelines is a big change from just a few days ago when Trump set a goal to reopen the country by Easter, April 12th. Even then, public health experts weren't so sure, but now it's official. The coronavirus outbreak is still expected to get a lot worse before it gets better. Now, President Trump said he expects we'll be on our way to recovery by June 1st. Of course, we'll have to wait and see. The nation's go-to infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, said providing more tests and faster test results will be key to understanding when it's actually safe to reopen schools and businesses and eventually ease social distancing rules. For now, Dr. Fauci told CNN he predicts at least 100,000 Americans will die from COVID-19 and millions could be infected. Just for comparison, that's a lot more than where we're at now. As of early this morning, there were more than 2,400 deaths in the U.S. and 143,000 confirmed cases. Dr. Deborah Birx, also on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said, quote, "No state, no metro area will be spared." It's worth noting, though, there's at least some encouraging news out of the Seattle area that showing strict social distancing early works. Washington State is where America's first COVID-19 case was reported, so they imposed social distancing before most. Now, the New York Times reports the number of deaths there aren't rising as fast as they are in other states, and hospitals so far have not been overwhelmed. Still, Washington's governor says his state is far from turning a corner because new cases are starting to pop up in rural areas, so even more restrictions could be needed. Well, based on the current numbers, New York City is the hardest hit city in the United States. Nearly 780 people have died in New York City alone. And Mayor Bill de Blasio says it has only enough medical supplies to cover the next week. The mayor also raised concerns about a shortage of medical personnel. He requested the White House send more military and civilian doctors from around the country. The Trump administration promises to help. Already, it sent a naval hospital ship. The ship called Comfort left Virginia Saturday and should arrive in Manhattan today. A sister ship, known as Mercy, docked in Los Angeles on Friday, immediately becoming the largest hospital in the city. The Trump administration also started airlifting supplies from other parts of the world. Yesterday, a flight from Shanghai landed at JFK Airport in New York. On board were more than 1.8 million surgical masks and gowns, along with 10 million gloves. It's the first of about 20 flights like this to arrive between now and mid-April. Of course, New York and Los Angeles aren't alone. The Washington Post reports the governors of three states that could become the next hotspots, Maryland, Louisiana, and Michigan, say their health systems are at risk. As part of a plan to slow the spread, the CDC issued a new formal travel advisory. It urged people from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to refrain from even domestic travel. The travel advisory will last at least 2 weeks. As expected, President Trump signed the economic relief package worth more than $2 trillion. That was the third legislative package lawmakers approved to address the coronavirus crisis. The Treasury Secretary says he expects it to provide economic relief for about 10 weeks. As a reminder, it includes $500 billion to help hard-hit industries, $350 billion for small business loans, $250 billion for unemployment aid, and of course, $250 billion in direct payments to Americans. Most people should start getting those personal payments within the next 3 weeks. But there's more coming. Congress started working on the next stimulus bill. That said, there's a partisan divide right now that stands in the way of this one. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, told CNN the first three bills already signed into law were merely a down payment. She wants the fourth one to address family medical leave and health care costs. But the top Republican in the House said that might not be necessary. Congressman Kevin McCarthy told Fox News he'd like to see how the first three stimulus packages work before moving on to a fourth one. The central U.S. was just hit with severe weather over the weekend. At least 17 tornadoes were spotted in Arkansas, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin Saturday. Arkansas probably got the worst of it. The National Weather Service reports an EF3 hit one area with wind speeds up to 140 miles per hour. It caused damage and nearly two dozen people were hurt, but thankfully no one died. Officials say many more people could have been hurt, but since lots of businesses were closed right now, most people were able to stay safe. By the way, expect severe weather to ramp up in the coming weeks. Tornado season picks up in April and peaks in May. All right, we have more news ahead, including some more of the positive stuff. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our new sponsor, Care.com. In this time of need, Care.com wants you to know they're here to help. For example, if you want to make sure your aging loved ones are getting help to go to the store and buy necessities, Care.com has trusted, reliable, and affordable options. In fact, it's a platform for all kinds of family care services, from childcare and even online classes, to housekeepers, to errand runners, to pet care, and more. And it has all the tools and information to help guide you through that hiring process, including reviews and background checks. I was impressed with how many options came up right near my home when I put in my zip code, and I was excited to have them as a sponsor because I had already heard great things from my friends with kids who have used and loved Care.com to find their nannies. And right now, you can get a special offer. Save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Again, save 30% off a premium membership when you go to care.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy. Now, back to the news. At least a couple of health insurance providers are promising to cover the costs of COVID-19 treatments. Most health insurers have said they'll waive the cost of testing and co-pays for treatment, but Cigna and Humana announced they'll waive all patient cost sharing on COVID-19 treatment. That includes ambulance transfers as well as FDA-approved medications and vaccines when they become available. This applies to treatments in and out of network. Last week, CVS Health's Aetna division announced the same thing. Since we mentioned FDA-approved medication, it's worth noting this, too. Over the weekend, the agency authorized the use of two anti-malaria drugs for coronavirus care. With that, drug maker Sandoz donated 30 million doses of one, and Bayer donated 1 million doses of the other. There's still not a lot of evidence they'll work to treat COVID-19, but President Trump has said the side effects are so mild, it'll be worth trying. Apple partnered with the CDC, FEMA, and the White House's Coronavirus Task Force to offer a new website and app to help the public navigate this pandemic. It helps you screen yourself for COVID-19 symptoms and offers guidance about what to do next, like if you need to self-isolate and if you should actually get tested. Apple says it won't collect or store users' answers, but it will collect anonymous information about the usage of the tools. Also of note, the Wall Street Journal says government officials are now using some location data from millions of cell phones to better understand where Americans may be gathering and spreading the disease. It's not coming from cell phone companies, though. Instead, sources told the Journal it's from the mobile advertising industry. The goal is to use the data to create a better response to the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S. But some privacy advocates are concerned. Sir Elton John's All-Star Benefit raised big money last night. The iHeart Living Room Concert for America was an hour-long commercial-free special. A-list stars like Mariah Carey, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and Alicia Keys performed from their own homes while Elton John hosted. Throughout the show, viewers were encouraged to donate to Feeding America and the First Responders Children's Foundation. And just 12 minutes into the show, they raised $1 million, thanks to a donation from Procter & Gamble and a match from Fox, which aired the program. And another special airs tonight, but this one is all about the kids. Actress Kristen Bell will host the Kids Together Town Hall on Nickelodeon. It's meant to address children's concerns about the coronavirus epidemic. Doctors will share advice for kids to stay healthy, and families will talk about how they're coping with the crisis. Also, other stars will be making appearances. It all airs tonight on Nickelodeon at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, a quick thanks to our partner, Empower. The Empower app makes it easier to track your spending and make smart changes to help you save. It offers easy budgeting tools and real-time alerts, and you can even text with Empower's human coaches for personalized recommendations. Go to empower.me/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy to get $5 once you reach your savings goal. So you've probably heard that one way to support local businesses during this pandemic, if you have the means to, is to buy a gift card now and use it later. But does it really help the business? One expert talked to NPR about this and said usually gift cards are a pretty bad investment since once you gift them to someone, they can lose them or forget they have them. So you basically just gave a business money for nothing. For example, Starbucks made more than $1 billion last summer, all from unused gift cards. But we are in unusual times right now. Some small businesses are shut down and bringing in zero income. So one of the best ways to help them pay their bills as they wait for emergency loans from the government is by buying a gift card. But of course, make sure you are able to take care of your own bills first. In fact, our partner Empower has gathered resources about the government relief coming so you can see how it might affect you. We'll link to that article in today's show notes. Or learn more about the app at empower.me/newsworthy. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. As always, you can read more about all of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes or look in the episode description of your app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.